Welcome back, listeners, to episode 7 of Railfan Landon Podcast Edition. I'm Lance Doma. With me, as always, is
Railfan Landon.
Yeah. So, Landon, today we continue on some of our more local-ish tracks, right?
Yep.
We're sticking on the West Shore of Michigan. And what are we? What railroad are we talking today?
Michigan Shore Railroad.
Michigan Shore Railroad. We're talking about Fremont, Michigan to West Olive. West Olive, just a shade north of Holland, right?
Yep.
Hey, why don't you just give us a little bit of background information about Michigan Shore Railroad.
Michigan Shore Railroad runs 53 miles of trackage, interchanges with CSX of Holland, Michigan, Waverly Yard.
Okay. So the kind of the early startup of the Michigan Shore Railroad dates back to 1990?
Yes.
Okay. At that point, there was a different company involved, yes?
Yes, it was founded by Railtech in 1990, purchased a former Grand Trunk Western and Pennsylvania Railroad trackage in Muskegon area from the Central Michigan Railroad.
Okay. So, this was Western, and actually you had told me off the microphone a little bit about this. The Pennsylvania Railroad, despite the name Pennsylvania, actually did run in the Grand Rapids area, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So Railtech's 1990 makes some purchases and starts this company up, right?
Yep.
Fast forward 10 years and we hit 2000, right? At that point, what happens to Railtech?
They get bought out and purchased by Rail America in 2000. Rail America was purchased by Genesee & Wyoming in 2012.
So, started out 1990, purchased in 2000. Continued to run then, was then bought in 2012. I feel like any day now it's about to get bought out again. It seems to be kind of the pattern of that, but I don't think that's necessarily true because they seem to have a pretty set line right now as far as work, right?
Yep.
They're hauling up and down the west coast of Michigan. What are they hauling, and what are we talking about for that?
They haul mainly, this was back in 2008, 6,300 carloads in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Taking chemicals from Webb Chemical in Muskegon Heights.
Okay.
Michigan Shore is short line railroad in western Michigan, once again owned by Genesee & Wyoming.
Yeah, so they're running materials to the chemical company, right? Webb Chemical.
Yes.
What happens there with the chemicals?
They turn into various type of, they reuse the chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they make them into chlorine.
Oh yeah, chlorine. So anybody who enjoys their swimming pools running clean, you can welcome, or thank, I should say, in this case, today's railway. Holy cow, that's easy to say today, huh? I gave you a little hard time right before we got on the microphone, and Landon tripped over a word, and I'm like, yeah, you sound ready to go, and then I cannot say railway to save myself today. But we can thank Michigan Shore Railroad, as we speak, for bringing these items to Muskegon Heights to create chlorine to clean up our pools and other things, right? There we go. They are basically running product in one direction, correct?
Yes.
Because they come back empty.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. That makes a lot of sense. How did this become, for you personally, Landon, how did this become a topic you wanted to discuss today?
Well, I have a bunch of friends, well, one friend that is in Muskegon, knows more.
There we go.
Knows more about Michigan Shore than anyone else, because he lives right in where the line goes, right in his backyard.
So, like, you're a significant fan of CSX in this area.
Yeah.
Your friend is a big fan of this one. Well, there's a shout out to your friend, by the way, I'm guessing. It's a good chance your friend probably will listen to this podcast. And so here's our shout out to whoever that is. Did you want to throw a name out there? Who are we saying hi to?
Caden James.
All right. Hey, Caden James. Thank you for the idea for today's podcast. You're the inspiration for it. We welcome any comments from you later on. I'm sure you'll probably tell us anything we're forgetting about. So the rail has had some issues through time, though, right?
Yes.
Mainly going back to about 2009. The railroad had some customers, like Gerber and Nestle, that stopped using rail shortly before a takeover on the rail happened in 2006, right?
Yes.
So that obviously has hurt the company somewhat and probably keeps it from having much additional growth at this time, right?
Yes.
Bay Logistics stopped using rail in 2015. There was a company that did mining operation in Norton Shores, a sand mine, that stopped in 2016. And then last of all, BASF closed its North Muskegon plant in 2022. So there's been a lot of challenges. So maybe my prediction earlier about the idea that this rail seems to change hands every 10 to 12 years, maybe that's partly true, you know, but as of right now, they still have one a main part that they're of their line that they're holding on to. Were there other things you wanted to discuss today about the rail?
Yes. They normally run, Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Okay.
Lately it's been Wednesday, Friday, but sometimes Monday, most time Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay. And it's just a single run?
One run out of Muskegon Heights here in North Muskegon, back to Waverly Yard, interchange with CSX.
Okay. So you don't have a lot of opportunities to catch it?
No.
Oh, yeah. So do you know any times on that by chance?
It's usually to get into Waverly Yard about noonish.
Okay.
Sometimes earlier than that, just depends on when they leave Muskegon.
Again, I'm gonna guess your friend, you know, if he does listen to the podcast, hopefully he'll comment and make sure he gives us times and locations for it, because I would bet he's probably gonna be the person to ask. For the train fanatics who would like to try and get out and catch that themselves, there you go. Were there anything else that you were hoping to discuss today about this rail?
Well, they also in Berry Junction, just north of Muskegon.
Okay.
They also have a sand loading terminal there.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
In Dalton Township, where they bring the sand there by truck, load it in these small like 2-bay hoppers, which are basically like what you see on Iowa, it's a lot smaller. Hopper cars.
So they're picking up their liquid fertilizer and other chemicals up in from North Muskegon, correct?
Yes. And then they're also picking up in Berry Junction sand as well.
Now, I'm not originally from the area, and I actually don't know where Berry Junction is myself.
Berry Junction is right in Dalton Township, so it's just after North after Muskegon Heights, there's North Muskegon Yard. Oh. And just a few, maybe 5 miles there. I'll probably put in the link in the Google Maps.
Okay.
Exactly where is that so everyone knows.
All right, great. So a little more north of here, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And it used to actually be a line that went to Pentwater.
Okay.
So one of the lines that went to no, that was a different line. That was part of it originally, then they cut that off, and then... Then there's another line that went to, I'm trying to remember the place, just north of Muskegon.
Like Spring Lake area, maybe? Or wait.
No, not.
Norton Shore, Spring Lake, Muskegon. Fremont?
No.
No, that's where the Nestle plant was.
It was no longer a line, it's a railroad trail now.
Oh, okay.
So just for bikes, not rail bikes, but.
And we talked about that again in a past episode, right?
Yeah.
About some of these former rails that, you know, just weren't viable for companies anymore.
Yeah.
And at least they're remaining useful in the way of recreation. But again, it just sounds a lot like, you know, same situation on a different day, you know. This railway, like some of these other smaller local ones, Michigan Shore Railroad, just seems to be kind of getting by on very little, and it's these short run tracks that seem to be remaining in large, you know, large in a lot of these small pockets.
For example, I don't know why I wasn't listed on there, but they used to have a coal plant in Muskegon.
Yeah.
And it closed down. It was right near Muskegon Lake area. Or, yeah, something like that, yeah. But I remember that when I was a kid, I would always pass that, and they also, right not far from that, they also had a ship in a box plant there to make packaging and stuff.
What, Landon, on, you know, just a broader idea, and this is getting away from today's, you know, topic, but broadly, like, what do you think the future of these railroads looks like?
Not good.
Yeah. Yeah, you have concerns about that?
Yeah.
I bet a lot of your listeners do, too. And I would encourage you, and you know, obviously listeners, we love comments, but also as you're, I know you're going to be, we have our spring break from school coming up, and you're going to be meeting with a friend of yours and doing a personal interview, and I'm hoping you'll kind of ask him what he thinks about that, because he actually works for a very small railway.
Yeah, volunteer railway.
Right, so that'll be interesting maybe on that. And perhaps that's a topic for another day we kind of explore more, but the more we do these episodes, the more I'm learning, and I do definitely see an area for concern for the enthusiasts. I'm like, go get your shots while you can, guys and gals, because tell you what, folks, I don't know. I don't mean to be a doomsdayer, but I have big concerns. But all right, enough philosophical can kicking here. Right? Anything else we're missing for today, or are we going to wrap it up?
I think we're going to wrap it up.
All right, listeners. Hey, thanks for tuning in again for the Rail Fan Landon Podcast, Episode 7. I'm Lance Doma signing off, and with me as always,
Rail Fan Landon out.